You know what coulrophobia is?
I know.
It's fear of clowns. A lot of people have this. Clowns are truly terrifying.
I think I'm going to want to call one later today. And there's a reason for this.
Does it have anything to do with this?
Let's pretend that this is a birthday cake.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'll sing a new birthday song. Happy birthday, dear friend.
Bob.
We sing to you. Happy birthday, happy
birthday.
Thank
you, Fred.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to, you just take a seat.
Yeah.
A seat.
Yeah.
That's very.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Fred Rogers, a little happy birthday to, on this day, April 10th. It's Monday. We're recording the show. Back before there was electricity and all that stuff we know we take for granted today.
Yeah.
Like recorded music. You were born.
And they didn't have that.
No, they chiseled stone tablets for their music.
And the beat of the chisel was the way we danced.
Yeah. Come a long way since then.
I know.
Anyway, happy birthday. And we're going to talk to a clown.
Well, I think we will, because today, while coming here, a clown popped up in my feed.
Yeah, this is horrifying.
It's funny as all hell. I quite loved it.
You mean your Twitter feed or whatever?
I don't remember.
It was
everywhere.
This clown.
It was all I can see on my phone was a clown. And he was singing Pinball Wizard, which is a wonderful song, Pinball Wizard, The Who's Pinball Wizard.
Yeah.
But it was sung to the tune of Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison Blues. Here's a taste of it. You know the song.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah. So you're thinking Johnny Cash.
I mean, the clown's there. He looks kind of funny.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball from Soho down to Brighton.
Now, let me show you what he looks like.
I played them all, but I ain't seen nothing like him in any of
He looks like a clown, but, I mean, his face is all painted, and he's wearing this little gold crown.
Tiny hat.
Yeah, he's like nearly 7 feet tall or something, this clown. No kidding.
But he's singing it.
He stands like a statue, becomes
I mean, great boy. He can sing.
And the way he's doing these two songs, it's beautifully. So I want to call him. I don't know if he'll talk to us.
Well, let's do it. Let's just do it now. Let's call right now.
It's Puddles. Puddles is the clown's name. Puddles Pity Party is what he calls
this musical
itself.
Project.
It's himself. I don't.
Do you say Mr. Puddles?
Well, let's find out. Hey there. I know I wanted to speak to Puddles, but I understand that I can't.
Yeah, well, I kind of do the talking for Puddles. He's actually in the studio today. He's here. He's waving. He says hello. But
hey, Puddles.
Let's go.
What's he working on in studio?
We're trying. He has a couple of ideas for some songs that he wants to put up on the interweb. So we came down here to the bunker. We're going to start putting them together. Puddles and Tim Delaney and I. I mean, I kind of just watch them do their thing and make sure the coffee cups are full.
And you're Mike? Is that?
I'm Mike. Mike,
it's Robin Hilton from All Songs.
Mike Geyer, by the way, like Pants on Fire.
Oh, like Geyer.
Yeah.
Pants on Fire.
So does Puddles do like birthday parties and stuff?
He's done them by accident before, and he's also turned a performance into a birthday party before. But for the most part, he just kind of travels around, and if there's no show available, he'll go to a flea market and sing, or go to a. Sometimes I'll sing at the grocery store, wherever there's a captive audience.
He's a big guy. Do you find people are comfortable around a really big clown?
You know, it's funny. So I think some people might be a little intimidated by him at first.
Robin is
a clown. I kind of find him terrifying. He's got a great voice, but it kind of sent a chill through me.
He can be so emotive. I mean, just when he looks at you and performs, you can just feel his feel his sort of sadness. And there's he emotes a lot of empathy. You just pick up on the empathy vibe.
It's me. I know it's me.
Well, this is my birthday today, and this is my birthday present. I think this song. it's just been just a brilliant way to start my birthday day. So I just want to know how it came to be. How do these two songs come to work together so well? This is sort of Johnny and Tommy, right?
Right. So what happened is I met Puddles at a place I was bartending in Atlanta, Georgia. He came in, and so he would come in and hang out, and I would just give him soda pops throughout the night, and there was a lot of bands that would play there, and there was this one band in particular that played there, and one of the guys in the band, his name was Gregory Dean Smalley, and he was quite a figure in the Atlanta, they called it the Redneck Underground. He was in the throes of a terminal illness at the time, and he was still going out every night and playing. It was incredible. This guy's power, the power of the music with this fella. So he was performing this song, and we just thought it was the coolest, hilarious thing, and how it seamlessly worked together. So Puddles just was so enchanted by this mashup that he saw Gregory play. So he just started fooling around with it for a while and kind of just always had it in his back pocket.
Do clowns have back pockets?
Fair question.
He does. Well, figuratively, he's got one front pocket. And then I convinced him to, I said, well, you ought to do a little YouTube video of it because it's so interesting. And there's been a lot of versions of it floating around. There was a band in L.A. In the late 80s, I think, that kind of originally came up with the idea called The Leaving Trains.
Well, you can speak for Puddles here. When he comes into a studio, there's a backing track already done, and he live records his track, right? Well, as you're shooting the video, this is not lip synced or anything.
No, not at all. What typically happens is Puddles will come into the studio and work with our buddy Tim Delaney, but that's Puddles playing guitar on it. Tim's playing drums and bass, and Tim plays another little guitar bit on it as well.
How do you play guitar with the gloves? Could you ask Puddles?
He'll take his gloves off occasionally. He does it sort of in private. Don't look at me. He's kind of a bashful guy.
Yeah.
He's probably
I see it on his face.
That's Puddles' kind of magic, I think. For some reason, people just want to help him. I'll do anything for the guy.
Puddle Magic sounds like his first record.
Yeah.
Puddle Magic. That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, what do you think about that? Yeah, he's shaking his head. He likes it, sure.
Well, thanks, Mike. Give him a big hug, but don't get all full of powder. And
I've got this powder everywhere. Oh. It's crazy.
Are we still talking about the clown?
Oh,
nothing. Hey. We're gonna clear out a seat in the van for you to come along. You can be part of the act.
Well, when you come to the tiny desk, we'll have Robin sit in.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think we haven't had a clown?
That would be fabulous.
Yeah.
We need a tiny desk.
Yeah,
for sure.
We'll make this happen.
That would be great. Everything's tiny to Puddles, though. It seems.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks all. Yeah. Bye, Puddles.
Bye. He's waving.
All right, cheers.
Bye.
The deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Don't hear no buzzes and bells. Don't see no lights a flashing. He plays by sense of smell. He always gets a replay. The digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard. He has to be a twist. A pinball wizard, he's got such a supple wrist. He's a pinball wizard, his score shoots even more. The pinball wizard, the world's new pinball lord. Mm-hmm.
There's that stare at the end of this video, which you must watch. I put it online on the All Songs site today, All Songs TV site. I thought it was hilarious. You probably won't sleep.
Yeah, I actually did watch the video, but I his gaze was so penetrating, I had to avert my eyes. Yeah, he's done a lot of other songs too.
Yeah,
Puddles.
Yeah.
He's done covered other bands and
including
other songs.
I haven't seen which got the most views. I think on there is a version of Hallelujah.
Oh, Leonard Cohen's.
Yes. There's more. There's something with 5 million views. Oh my dear.
I actually have something that I think oddly is going to work out of Puddles.
Can't imagine, singing, but go for that. It, buddy.
This is the singer-songwriter Andrew Combs.
You hear that, Andrew? You fit right
you
with
fit
it.
Right
you should just have an opening act be, or maybe you should actually open for him.
Open for Puddles. Yeah. So Andrew Combs, I've fallen in love with his new record. It's called Canyons of My Mind. He's a young singer-songwriter originally from Dallas, and he's now based out of Nashville, and his songs are very much rooted in country, but actually, I shouldn't say very much rooted. I'd say they're sort of rooted in country, maybe more like country rock. But this new record, Canyons of My Mind, has this song called Bourgeois King. I love it so much, but I can't tell if it's something that you would like or not. So you're going to have to tell me what you think.
Well, Canyons of Your Mind, it keeps reminding me every time you say that of a Glen Campbell song. What am I thinking? Well, that's Gentle on My Mind.
Let's think about that while we listen to Andrew Combs singing Bourgeois King from Canyons of My Mind.
Buy a ticket for some fun. Take a seat and Lord, take pity. It's the melting of America. Holographic talking people coming from your TV screen. See the church and see the steeple. Twined and holding hands, feed us fiction, fabrication, make this country great again. Newspaper headlines, story, who will stand for us and lead? Cast your vote.
Man, I love it. Add to my list of things that I'm a sucker for is a chord progression that walks down like that, you know, like right out of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Yeah. I think it's almost the same A minor than walking that down. Andrew Combs,
you
but I don't know.
You love it enough for both of us.
But I was listening to it, and I thought, you know, this has this sort of country rock jam thing to it that I could see driving you nuts, maybe.
You know me.
Well, I think he plays the hell out of that song, and I love it. Bourgeois King. If you listen to the words, it's not hard to tell what Andrew Combs is singing about. It's a political song. There's a line in there where he says, build us a wall to keep us free. It's a political song. He says that the song is an observation of the 2016 election, and in particular, one nominee who used fear-mongering and deception to win his way into the presidency. I never thought I'd write a political song, but with such a strange past 12 months, I couldn't avoid it.
That's a really great record. I actually really love this Andrew Combs record.
Yeah, I do too. Oh, and that's Lars Gotrich, by the way, of NPR Music, Viking's Choice.
Yeah, I saw Andrew Combs actually last week. He played here in D.C. at Gypsy Sally's. I'd never been there before. They closed with Bourgeois King.
And I wish I'd seen that.
Yeah.
Did you figure out what Canyons of My Mind was making you think of?
This is the B-side of our single, Sports Fans. Hope it makes you sick.
It's a Bonzo Dog Band, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really mean that. Honestly, we're very nice chaps, really.
Your brain is just this tangled mass of webs.
In the canyons of your mind.
There we go.
Yeah. All these little synapses and wires crossing, names getting jumbled up.
But as you get older, the synapses just takes a little longer to jump the canyons, right?
The ventricles of your heart.
The ventricles of your heart.
Lars, you didn't come in here to hear this nonsense. But
I'm
one
down
second.
For it. I'm here for it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Cross the mountains of your chest.
Cross the mountains of your chest? Is that what he said?
I think we need to take a break. It's getting warm in here.
I feel like I should apologize to Andrew Combs. Anyway,
okay,
great,
Andrew,
great.
I'll apologize.
Great, for the great only record. Yeah. Great song from Andrew Combs.
Oh, I can't get it together.
So you didn't come here for this, Lars.
No,
did you?
I didn't. No?
Did you? Why don't we do this? You gather your thoughts.
Okay.
And try to put that whole thing that just happened
the
out of your mind.
The chest of my mind.
Right. And we're going to take a quick break.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Lagunitas Brewing Company, which began on a kitchen stove in Northern California in 1993. From actually getting their beer into bottles and onto the streets, Lagunitas always looks to the future. Whether it's supporting local communities by turning beer into money for the cause, or simply fueling stories and songs with IPA and other fine ales. Wherever you go, beer speaks. People mumble. Mumble along at Lagunitas.com. Support also comes from Blue Headphones. For 20 years, your favorite artists have used Blue microphones in the studio. Now Blue's unique headphone design brings the sonic truth to your ears so you can hear more in your favorite music. Find out why Esquire magazine called them the perfect headphones. Visit the store at bluedesigns.com and use coupon code NPR2017 for a special price. Blue. Hear more.
Just trying to figure out how Puddles wears headphones with that hat.
Are you guys talking about Puddles?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about Puddles.
Yeah, we actually talked. Well, not to Puddles doesn't talk, but we talked to somebody who knows Puddles really, really well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Puddler's handler.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
You might want to change the language there, or
that's
have an
really
advisory
weird.
Or something like that.
Exactly.
Hi, Lars.
Hi, guys.
What you got?
Today, I am bringing a couple of tracks for you. One is very long, and one is extremely short. And I thought we might as well start with the long one. Just go ahead and hit play and...
I like.
Thank you.
So as this song unfolds over 12 minutes or whatever, what are we hearing here?
So this is...
Oopsie.
This is Joshua Abrams and the Natural Information Society. This is a band... So Joshua Abrams, just brief bio, he's a musician based out of Chicago. He's been a part of largely of the jazz music scene there. He's played with Ronnie Boykins. He had a band called Town and Country. He's played with Fred Anderson and Hamid Drake, basically all the heavies of the Chicago improvised music scene. But in the last, I'd say the last decade, he still plays the upright bass, but he has turned his attention to an instrument called the gimbri, which is more or less a three-stringed lute from the Ganawan music tradition from Northern Africa. And it is an extreme, if you've ever listened to Ganawan music, it is extremely hypnotic and it's very much a healing music. And sometimes performances can last as long as 8 hours.
Wow.
And so when you listen to something like this, you can kind of get the sense of how that would just naturally happen. So if you hear that string instrument and kind of like guiding the track that kind of has a rubbery sound, that's the gimbri.
I see.
The lower part?
Yeah.
The boom, boom, boom.
So Joshua Abrams has been developing his ability on this instrument for the last decade over the course of about 4 albums with this band. And this is the first time the band, it's always kind of had a revolving group of people in it from the Chicago music community. But this is the first time he's had like a solidified band. And some people may know the names of them, including the biggest name is Frank Rosalie, who's a drummer in the Chicago jazz scene. And you also have Lisa Alvarado, who plays harmonium, and Michael Avery, who's on drums, and Ben Boy, who plays auto harp and Wurlitzer, and Ari Brown on tenor sax, and Emmett Kelly on electric guitar. And they just make this very beautiful, very moving, like literally moving music that feels like somewhere between like the minimalism of maybe Steve Reich with a little bit of that African rhythmic tradition, but also in the improvised music traditions. They're just bringing all these different worlds together. And I've loved the records that the Natural Information Society has put out, but I really think this hits a certain mark that Joshua has been like going for the past decade.
Sounds really, really cool.
Yeah.
Let's play, why don't we play the back end of the tune and then we'll put the entire 12 minutes up online.
Yeah, there's a video of this song and it's literally just going along train tracks. It's very satisfying.
Totally. I was just going to say, that is so Bob's kind of video.
So yeah.
It's like going through tunnels.
Yeah, yeah.
Passing
yeah.
trestles.
It's slow TV put to a really great soundtrack.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
those little clicks and stuff at the end there. I thought I was hearing someone typing on their keyboard, and I was looking around to see, do we have a mic open? And somebody's typing on their...
That was terrific.
That was Joshua Abrams and Natural Information Society. The name of the record is Simultonality, and it's out now.
So what are you going to contrast that with? I bet what you're going to play, since it's short and snappy, is not that.
No. This past weekend, I went to Dammit City Festival. This is my...
Did you say Dammit City?
Damaged.
Oh, Damaged City. Okay.
Should I say that again?
That's a pretty good name for it.
Yeah, Dammit City. I feel like I live there every day.
So this past weekend, I went to Damaged City Festival here in Washington, D.C. This was my fifth year going, and it's a hardcore punk festival put on by Chris Moore and usually somebody else. Chris Moore is a drummer in bands like Coke Bust and a ton of other D.C. hardcore bands. But it's kind of become one of my favorite festivals to go to because it's very DIY. It's all ages, and it takes place at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, which is a very historic church, not just for how long it's been around, but because it's a very important venue for DC punk and hardcore stemming back to the early 80s. So I love going every year, and if I don't recognize a band on the roster, I don't listen to them beforehand. I just kind of want to be surprised. And I always come back with at least two or three bands that I end up really loving. This year, I really loved a band called Dark Thoughts. They're just a really great pop-punk band that had a nice hard edge to them. There's a band from Brazil called Futuro that I really loved. But I wanted to bring a song by a band called Exit Order, who just put on this dynamite, like, enthralling and, like, vicious performance. They have a new record that just came out last month called Seed of Hysteria. The members of the band are members of Dame and Leather Daddy, who I've also seen at Damaged City Fest years prior. But her name is Anna Cataldo. And I was just kind of blown away by her stage presence. And she was on 11 the entire, like, 20 minutes. I'm going to play a song for you guys called Mass Panic.
Lars, yeah. Lars, do you get in the pit? You get in the pit when you go to see a band like this? Were you in the thick of it?
I've seen him in a pit before. I don't know if he was here.
I was not in the pit this weekend. It takes a lot for me to be in the pit.
Yeah.
But people tend to notice when I do join the pit.
Yeah. You're just flailing and arms waving around,
yeah,
taking out whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
It only happened to me once, and it was not intentional. I got swept up in it.
Was that the one at South By that you got?
Oh, no, the Nothing show. What was that show? I don't remember who it was I saw, but it was terrifying. And I thought, who would do this? I was just thrashed around. I thought, no, I'm too old.
I like my spot in the mid-center.
Yeah.
So I can see what's going on. And I like to see the chaos going on in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just my spot. Anyway, that good, was good. Exit Order. The name of the record is Seed of Hysteria. And it is just like that for about 25 minutes straight.
That's how I felt when I had that cookie for my birthday earlier today.
I thought you were talking about Danilo Brito, the tiny desk we had. It's like speed metal on, I don't even know if that was a mandolin. I don't know what he was playing.
Certainly related to the mandolin. And then there were 2 6-string guitars, triangle almost, like almost looks like a ukulele, let's just say.
Yeah.
And then this tambourine player that blew my mind.
It sounded like several drummers on
I don't
a full
know how
kit.
That happens.
And you look over and he's just tapping this little tambourine. Yeah.
That's in the future. That's
we'll put that online. It was amazing.
Yeah. And so it was that song. Can I calm us all down with something like so totally different? This happened this weekend. I heard this music, you know, how we all throw stuff in a pile, so to speak, and then randomly put it on because I like to not know who I'm listening to. And this song came on, and I thought, oh, my God, how did this song from the 30s wind up in my collection of new songs? It's an artist known as Alani, and I'm just going to play the song because it was just stunning. It is just stunning.
Cast cherry blossom by the river, flowing through the flowing of my heart. If you see me somewhere down the river, come and stand beside me, it's all
So is she going to open up for Exit Order?
would you make that happen?
So perfect. That would be so perfect. Oh. And I actually believe people in the audience would love it.
And totally appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right, make it happen. We can do that. So that is Alani. Her name is spelled all uppercase A-L-A period N-I. Yeah, and the song is, it's a lead-off track. It's called Cherry Blossom. She's British-born. Paris-based. Her father was a reggae calypso bass player. She kind of reminds me a bit of someone like Lena Horne, a little like Billie Holiday, but none of those kind of two. A little could have been like Patti Page for all I know.
I kept thinking of Edith Piaf crossed with like Judy Garland or something.
Anyway, it's outstanding, in all the stuff we get, you know, when someone just takes a turn almost as if they've listened to nothing that's current, it's so refreshing. Because it's so easy to fall into the traps and all that stuff that is out there. And she's done none of that. And Alani has a new record, an album coming called You and I. It comes out in May. And I can't wait for everybody to hear all of this. And
that was lovely.
Yeah. And a tiny desk. Yes. So, Lars, do you want to stick around for Robbins or, you know, it's Robbins?
I don't know. Yeah.
We have one more song. You might as well just stick
around.
And it's San Fermin. San Fermin, this is a vehicle for the compositions, the songs of Ellis Ludwig Leoni. He's a classically trained composer, and you can certainly hear it in this band's music. It's very multi-layered, dense, heavily orchestrated. And, you know, the music is often, I think, ornate, and it gets really big. And this new record they have called Belong, I think, just it's like even a bigger sound from them than I've heard before. And I was surprised by how much they use electronics on it. It's not something they've never done before, but they kind of go all in on this record with the electronics. And the song I want to play from Belong is called Oceanica. Ellis says that this song is about the druggy effect of full-blown panic, how in a weird way it's this intoxicating feeling that you want to give in to. I don't really agree with that, but I like the idea. There's nothing I want to give in to when I'm feeling panicked.
So you're going to take us out?
Yeah, I'm taking you out.
Great. Well, not for my birthday. You're gonna.
This is my birthday gift to you. You have the evil clown that you gave to yourself.
I did give a present to myself.
And this is San Francisco.
It wasn't evil.
Oceanica. No, Mike sounds like a great guy, and I'm sure the clown is too. Puddles.
Puddles.
Puddles the clown.
How could Puddles be evil?
Piddles, Puddles. Puddles. Puddles pity party.
Yeah.
All right. San Fermin, Oceanica. All thanks,
right.
Bob.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Hilton. See ya. See ya, Lars.
Bye.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Change into pain, but also something rich and strange. Change into pain, but also something rich and strange.